Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. Now, I've got this afternoon, we've got between 2 and 3, we've got Russell coming in to talk to us about wheelchair for kids. Between 1 and 2, we've got our legal hour. We've got the big man himself, Grant Hutchison, and one of his legal team to come in and talk to us about all things legal. And if you've got any questions you'd like me to ask, give me a ring on 59 615 9915. 615 9915. But it's my pleasure, first of all, to introduce to you Helen, Helen Comport. She's with a group called Quilts for Valor. So, first of all, welcome, Helen.
Thank you very much for having me, Alan.
No worries. We're just having some troubles here with our at our end. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, first of all, Helen, I've got to say congratulations. I know that you were made an OAM at the King's birthday weekend, weren't you?
Yes, thank you so much. That was a huge surprise. I feel it really acknowledges so many people that are involved with Quilts of Valor. There's beautiful, wonderful people who make quilts, award quilts, and of course our veterans who we're trying to reach.
Honest, you started it, didn't you? So that's that's why you got the OAM. And I see you've joined the association because the we got a newsletter last night, which hopefully you will have got by now. And
yes,
there's stories in that, and we look forward to meeting you at some of the OAM things that we have on. And for the listeners, I'm a member of the association, so I should declare that. But anyway, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about Helen and her group. Helen, I know we had you about 12 months ago, but we've got a few new listeners. Can you just briefly tell us what Quilts of Valor is all about, please?
Okay. Quilts of Valor was, I founded around 2010. One of my boys was deployed to Afghanistan and badly injured. He received a quilt made by American mums, and he was so touched that someone would put all that work into a beautiful quilt to give him in his darkest time, that when he got back, repatriated back because he was physically injured, he said, "Mum, wouldn't it be lovely if Australians did this?" So that was the beginnings. And I initially thought, oh, maybe we could do half a dozen quilts to give to our veterans. But it's turned out the ripple has gone out, and we've awarded thousands and thousands of quilts all over Australia.
I was just going to say to you, how many of you've done so far?
In excess of 5,000. There's people awarding quilts almost every day somewhere in Australia. It's just phenomenal and so gratifying in that it seems to really make a huge difference, not only for the veterans to be acknowledged for what they've done, but also the people making the quilts and the people awarding them tell me it really means so much to them to reach out and help our veterans. So it's many folds.
So first of all, I've got to ask you, like, how do you find these veterans? How do they come to you?
Okay, it's gradually getting bigger and bigger. It's word of mouth. And we have now veteran welfare officers at some RSL groups contact us because they are really knowing which veterans are urgently needing to be wrapped in a quilt because they're really struggling. And I suppose that's my number one priority. But we find that people who've received quilts, they'll often say, "Look, I know people who are really worthy and who really need one of these." So we get nominations that way. I've given talks, and others in our organisation have given talks, and then people hear about us and contact us and ask us if we could award a quilt. It's just sort of trickles through. But thank you for today, because today hopefully there'll be people out there listening who know a veteran who really has struggled over the years since their service, and we could reach them. So it's good that we get the word out and people know what we do.
There are plenty up here. Helen, I've just got to take a break, so we'll be back with more, and we'll be talking about all about these quilts for Vella. Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 19 minutes past 12. And as I said before, at 1 o'clock we'll have Grant Hutchison and a couple of people along to answer any of your questions on legal. And if you've got any questions, give Greg a ring at the moment. He's in the office, 59 615 991. Be only too happy to get a request for you ask a question for you. But I'm talking to Helen, and Helen's group is called Quilts for Vella, which she started herself.
Hello, Helen, how are you?
Sorry.
Hang on, she's at the front door.
Sorry, I just had a veteran picking up some quilts to award. Poor timing.
No, that's fair enough. Helen, you said that, you know, that they're handed out to these vets. Are they people that have been injured in war, or could they just be psychologically, or what's the criteria for a veteran to get the quilt?
Initially, of course, my son was physically damaged in Afghanistan, and my initial thought was you go to war, you get physically injured, and we award you a quilt. Yep. But I very quickly learned from talking to veterans, it's not just a physical injury. All of them are suffering with what they've seen, the mental anguish. And also some weren't even deployed, but in their training they were either injured or something happened and they're suffering too. So we have a committee, and a couple of years ago we changed our mission statement so that it wasn't that you were deployed in a war zone, but that you're affected by your service. So we feel we shouldn't cut anyone out, because it could be something that we don't even understand, or something that they maybe don't even want to talk about, but their mates know they're suffering. So
I was going to ask you that, like, because they tell me that one of the big problems with some of these people, and particularly from Vietnam, and that they won't tell other people that they are suffering. So do you more get your people, like, I know you say you get it through the RSL, the nominations or the suggestions, but do you find it's mainly their mates that tell you, or do some actually come forward and say, listen, I'd love to have one?
Often it's mates or families that hear about us, and yep, they've got dad, a brother, a husband who's really suffering and struggling. So it comes in many ways, the nomination. And I don't question if someone nominates and they feel that veteran has a need to be wrapped in a quilt because of what they've experienced, what they've been through. I don't ask questions. I trust, because I feel with my own son, he said, Mum, I could tell you everything and you'd be really upset, or I can tell you nothing. So he's told me nothing. But through awarding quilts, sometimes I've awarded a quilt to someone who knew him. They assume I know things and start talking, and I think, oh my gosh, that happened to my son. Oh no. So I don't say anything. I just listen and I learn little bits along the way.
And you probably don't want to know too much either.
No, no.
So yeah, it's no particular service. Like, it doesn't matter the Army, Navy or Air Force. It doesn't matter what they're in. And it doesn't matter what war. Like, how far do you go back with the quilts? Well, I mean, a lot of First World, well, there's no First World around anymore, but how far do you go back?
We have given to the First World War veterans. Yes. Sometimes it's their 100th birthday or their 102nd birthday, and they're just blown away to receive a quilt. And also, I was very fortunate. The school where I was teaching, Beacon Hills College in Berwick, back when the Anzac big 75 years was on, one of the students from the school I taught at was selected to travel to Gallipoli for that service. And I got all the students, if they had an ancestor who fought at Gallipoli, to give me their names. And on the back of each block, we wrote the name of the veteran who had served at Gallipoli, and the student took this beautiful quilt with the school badge on it, as well as the Quilt Sabella badge, over to Gallipoli, and she, in her time there, visited a school right near Gallipoli and left the quilt at the school to be on display to acknowledge the Australians that fought at Gallipoli.
That's so a pretty good idea.
Like, we've gone right back to those veterans who fought to save our country. Yeah.
So, Helen, Helen, the idea of the quilt isn't necessary for the warmth. And when I'm talking about the warmth, I mean it's not necessary for a veteran who's just living sort of in terrible situation and therefore they need the warmth. It's more the comfort and the love for the quilt. Am I right or am I wrong?
They're healing for what they've been through. But we have come across homeless veterans, and sometimes they're homeless because of what mental they're trying to cope with. So we're aware of that too. And we don't say no if someone says to us, this could help this veteran. And I've received so many, many beautiful letters from veterans just saying how much it meant to them, even more than the medals they're given, because it's from anonymous Australians who care. So also early on I felt my son on that dreadful day when he was badly injured, three of his close mates died. And I thought, got to reach out to the families who lost their sons or husbands. So we will give quilts to widows, and especially back Afghanistan, we've given to family members if we feel that they could benefit. So I was lucky enough to write a letter which someone in the army sent to all the families because they couldn't give me their details, offering a quilt. And in that situation, I said if any close member, a wife, a mum, a dad, a sibling, a child could benefit, please let us know. And we gave like five quilts to some families, one quilt to other families, and we've reached all the veterans who lost their lives in Afghanistan. But we
got them all, have you?
Yes, and we give to war widows whose husbands passed and they went through that trauma of what their husband was experiencing, because they come back and it does affect the family.
Well, they're damaged, aren't they? The veteran is often damaged, and therefore it often gets taken out on the family, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. Mm. So we give to widows and family members, close members, yeah.
I've got to take a quick break, Helen, and we're going to come back and find out more. It sounds like a terrific organisation, and we'll find out a whole lot more about it. And if you have, as I say, if you have your paper and pencil ready at about 5 to 1, Helen will give you any contact details if you're a veteran or you know a veteran or a member of your family's a veteran and you think that they would welcome to have one of these. I'm sure Helen will give you the details then. Now, I'm talking to Helen from Quilts for Valour, and we talk all about these quilts that they've given away. Now, we need to find out a little bit more, and as I said, Helen will give you contact details about 5 to 1. Helen, now, you've given all these quilts out, but I'm not silly. Someone's got to make them. So how do you get these quilts made? Well, some people would say I am silly, but...
Well, we always welcome people who like to quilt on board. A lot of them enjoy making quilts and maybe have flooded their families with quilts, and they're happy and very generous in saying they will make quilts to give away. We sometimes get donated fabrics, and hopefully we get donations of money too, so we can buy the wadding and the backing fabrics. Some quilters will offer to make the whole quilt, that's the patchwork top, and quilt it the three layers together and do the binding. Yep. Others are comfortable to make the patchwork top and give it to us, and then we might have people who volunteer to do the long arm quilting, which is joining the three layers. And I have some who are happy to sit there sewing on binding at night. They say the quilt keeps them warm at night. I have lots of very generous people and all around Australia making quilts.
So you don't have a workshop at a day where you all come to make them. The ladies all make them at their place, do they, at their own home?
Well, twice a year I've been very fortunate that the Harkaway Hall Committee have voluntarily given us the use of the Harkaway Hall without charging us.
Terrific.
And so usually twice a year I will put out on our Facebook page and web page that we're having a quilt in at Harkaway Hall, and ladies who can get to that, of course they can't if they're interstate, we have all sorts of things that need doing. As they arrive, we say, do you want to fabrics to make the top? Do you want to work on cutting out bindings? Would you like to cut wadding out for us, or backing fabric? Would you like to layer the fabrics together? Would you like to do unpicking?
So you don't unpicking?
You don't have to be a sewer, you unpick the sewing. Because when the long arm quilter is doing their job, they have the backing and wadding larger than the patchwork top. So you need to trim off the backing and the wadding, and that's caught with thread. So if we unpick that, we can use what's cut off to make binding for the quilt, so we don't waste the fabric.
You don't waste anything. So, Helen, how do you get the material? Like, does your group have to buy? I know you said that you get a few donations, but that doesn't equate the thousands of quilts. Do you have to buy some of this stuff yourself? And if so, how do you raise the funds?
Sometimes when I give talks, they'll generously make a donation to us. Individuals will say, oh, here's a few dollars. We do have tax deductible status, so $2 or more donated means you can claim it against your income for tax refund.
Yeah.
We also sometimes people who award quilts, the family might say, well, we'd like to help you so that you can make more. There might be a donation that way. But often it's when I give a talk or others give a talk or award a quilt that we might get a donation. And that really helps, because when to buy the wide backing, it's about $400 for a bolt of it. And a bolt of that would do about 20 quilts.
True.
So it adds up, and the backing is sort of the same sort of price. So that's, a lot of money.
So roughly how much would it cost for you to produce each quilt if you had to buy all the stuff?
If we had to purchase all the fabrics and the time and pay the long arm quilter to use their large machines to join it. It could cost about $600 for one quilt.
For one quilt?
Yes.
Gee, it's expensive, isn't it? So yes. Obviously that you do need donations. Do you need donations of material or just donations in money so that you know what you're buying?
Well, getting money makes it simpler in that we can order what we need.
Yep.
But I'm very grateful to people who also donate fabric, but I ask for it to be a minimum of half a metre, because half a metre is enough to make binding for one quilt.
Yeah, so you can't have bits and pieces, can you?
Yeah, like you can use bits and pieces in a patchwork top, but to match up the pieces and to create the design, it takes more work and more time if you're using small pieces. Whereas we're trying to maximise what we can produce with our time as well.
Helen, yeah. You said that you have to pay, what was it, long, what did you say, a long...
The wadding and long-arm quilters.
What are they and why do you have to pay
long-arm quilters, they have huge machines that would take up easily a whole lounge room. They have big rolls each side, which they fasten each end of the quilt. And then they have a computerized machine that moves over the quilt and creates a design that holds the three layers of fabric together, because a quilt consists of patchwork fabric top, which design come up with the person who's made that top. Then the filler, which is the warmth of the quilt, the wadding, then the backing fabric that holds the layers together. So they are professional, usually, the ones that have these long arm machines, and they'll charge up to $200 to quilt one quilt. But I have some generous long arm quilters who, between doing ones for clients that they charge, we'll do some, maybe they even try a new pattern and see what it comes out like, and they give that on one of ours to donate.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. Helen, I've got to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more. Helen, and the group is Quilts for Valor, and she's been telling us all about them. And as I said, about 5 to 1, she'll tell you how that you can either contact her, or if you are a vet or you know somebody who's a veteran that could use one of these quilts, or if you, if this story has made you feel that you would like to help a vet, she'll tell you how you can donate some money, because they do cost money. Helen, I don't know much about quilting, so I'm going to be honest straight up. I've heard you explain it, and I also have interviewed the lady from Quilts for Orphans. So has the way you produced quilts changed over the 50, 60 years, or however long quilts have been, or is it, are you still producing them the same way that you did when quilts first came about?
Well, quilts came about when people didn't have much and they made use of every scrap of fabric and then cut pieces into designs of leftovers of clothes and different things to make quilts. And even the convicts coming out to Australia were given a needle and thread and produced patchwork quilts. And some of them are displayed at the museum, and you can see where they pricked their finger with the needle and the blood is still showing. But those quilts were all completely hand done. And
why were they done, Helen? Were they to give them warmth and they got it? Because I can't imagine the penal system wanted to make them feel happy.
Well, I suppose to give them a skill, teach them sewing. So maybe then they could get employment by sewing and making things that would earn an income for them when they're here. But that was all hand done. They didn't have machines. And the very first quilt I made, I did all by hand. And because with raising children and teaching and not having a lot of time, it took me years to make one.
Did it?
I thought you only made them by hand back then, but I have realised now you can do it on the sewing machine. So most of the quilts nowadays are made on the sewing machine, so it's much quicker than sitting there doing it by hand. But we still get dedicated ladies who are beautiful sewers who make it completely by hand and join the intricate patchwork pieces, tiny, tiny pieces by hand, which would be very difficult on a sewing machine.
Helen, do you decide what pattern is going to go on this quilt, or is it up to the quilter whatever they've got to produce the item?
We accept whatever they would like to make. The only stipulation is, because we get more call for male veterans than female veterans, we ask, could the fabrics maybe not be florals and pinks? Try and choose fabrics that are a bit more masculine. We do award quilts to female veterans, but I do get some that have some floral or some feminine type fabrics in them, and so I'll pick those out for the female.
Well, I guess there aren't as many females that, like, years ago they weren't going to wars, were they? It's only the last few wars they've gone. Helen, I've got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with more. We're going to wind it up, but Helen's going to tell you how you can either get involved, or if you know a vet or somebody that you believe could benefit from one of these, she'll tell you how to get that. And also, maybe you'd like to give us some money towards making some quilts. So we'll be back very shortly.
Yeah.
Helen, we don't want to impose on your own family situation, but how long, you said that your son was in Afghanistan. How long was he in Afghanistan before he was injured?
Well, it was his third deployment.
Oh, so he'd been there before, yep.
Yes, and it was just on his 6 months, and he was his last mission before he was due to come home. Yeah. So he'd been there 6 months, and he'd been talking with his mates what they were going to do when they got home, and then three of those mates didn't come home, so it was devastating.
And how bad is your son? Like, is he physically disabled badly or...?
Well, to look at him, you'd think he's a strapping, healthy young man.
Yep.
But he's not going to tell you he's in pain.
But when you say pain, are you saying physical pain or mental pain?
Yeah, physical pain and probably mental pain. He had crushed vertebrae. He had a punctured lung, broken ribs, a damaged ankle, a damaged shoulder that needed reconstruction. So it does affect him, and he was medically discharged.
Yeah.
But he tells me the fitter he keeps, the less pain he has. So he really, really keeps fit and looks healthy.
Looks healthy, but and that's one of the troubles, pardon me, with mental health too, and I've done a number of interviews on mental health, and people say, look, if I walk down the street with a hobble or I was on a crutch or I was in a wheelchair, everybody feel sorry for me and try to help me, but because I walk around looking as healthy as you and I, but insides, yeah, I've got a million demons, they say that society can be very, very unkind to them.
Yes,
which is very unfair, but... And a number of we never sent these people to some of these countries, but anyway, that's another story. So I won't get on my bandwagon. Yeah. Helen, first of all, can you give us how the people can get hold of you, please?
Well, we have a Facebook page,
yep,
and I often put up quilts being awarded on there. We ask veterans, do you mind having it on Facebook?
Helen, half a tick. If we're going to talk about Facebook, how do they find it? Is it Quilts for Valor?
Yes, it's Quilts of Valor.
Oh, Quilts of Valor, yep.
Yeah. And we also have a website,
yeah,
which is quiltsofvalor.com.au.
Hang on, Quilts of Valor.
.com.au,
yep.
Which I desperately need to update, but it's only me that does it.
So if we've got a listener who would be happy to help you with that, you'd be more than happy to have
it. Oh, yes, if someone would like to join us and do some of that sort of advertising and putting things up, I would love that because I'm doing it every day all the time, but it takes a lot of time.
All right, so let's just explore that. I mean, if there's somebody out there that's retired, you don't have to go to Helen's place, wherever that might be. We're not going to ask her that. You could... you can do Facebook and particularly web pages and websites and all that from anywhere in Victoria or in Australia, can't you? Overseas.
Yes.
So there's an opportunity for somebody, and maybe somebody's retired and sitting at home and thinks, I'd like to do something. Here's a terrific organisation. But I guess, let's be honest, and let's not beat around the bush. It costs money to produce these things. You've obviously got your costs down as low as you can, but you also need some money. And I guess the more money you get, the more quilts you can make.
Yes, of course.
So yeah, it's tax deductible? How do they donate money? Do they go onto your website? Is there a spot there where they donate or what?
There is a part on the website which is got donate, or you can just go to, it's Bendigo Bank, we have an account, you can deposit money. But I ask that you send an email so I can send you a receipt and a thank you.
Yeah.
So the email address for Quilts of Valor is QOVOZ.
Hang on. Let's go a bit slower.
QOVOZ. So Quilts of Valor Oz.
Yep.
OZ at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com, yeah.
If you do transfer money, please email and let me know how to thank you and send a receipt. The account name is Quilts of Valour Australia.
Quilts of Valour Australia, yep.
And the BSB is 633 000.
Right. Well, the main thing is if people contact you anyway on quiltsofvalour.com.au and you can help them along, or if they go to the local Bendigo Bank, or if they want to ask any more about it, volunteer their service, they go to QOVOZ. Now, they're O's, aren't they? Not number O.
Yeah, 000. And
no, hang on.
They're O's.
Yeah, I was going to say they're not zeros. Yeah.
Yes, sorry.
Because a number of people make them say, so it's QOVOZ at hotmail.com.
Yeah, and the account number for Bendigo Bank.
Oh, we won't give too much out.
All right, we won't give too much out, Helen.
If they're going to donate, they will want to contact you. Or they can get on the Facebook, Quilts of Valour. But certainly, yeah, we won't give too much out in the way of banking. There'll be some scammer out there that decides they think they need the money more than you do.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Helen, look, we wish you well. I wish there was no need for any of these things, but unfortunately there is. And obviously a lot of people, particularly in some of these wars, when they came back, they weren't treated as well as they possibly could have been.
No.
So I hope you do well, and we'll look forward to talking to you probably around this time next year. And I hope one year you're going to say, Alan, we've given out that many, we don't need any more.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Well, again, Helen, celebrate your OAM. You've done a terrific job to earn it, and we look forward to seeing you at some of our OAM different functions we had. We've got a lunch coming up towards the end of the year. We've just had one where we had Pete Smith from Channel 9 there to talk to us about it, so about his life story. So,
yep.
Helen, I wish you well. QOVOZ at hotmail.com. Or get onto their Facebook page, Quilts of Valour. Have a look at their website, whatever you'd like. And certainly, if you've got a bit of money that you've, or not only that, if you've got a veteran that you believe could would love one of these quilts, I'm sure Helen would love to talk to you. I've got to go. Helen, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.